Okay, today's daf mem. We are on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis by Amar Mar Zutra, I think. So Amar Mar Zutra says, right, we're talking now about the flour, about putting water on flour and trying to avoid the possibility of chametz. So Amar Mar Zutra, lo limche inish kidja bekimcha de afshina. A person should not place flour from wheat into that was dried via a furnace, you know, was heated up and dried. Should not put that into the pot, right? But the pot, different reasons why, whether it's to line the pot to fill the holes or to make the dish inside thicker. The idea is you shouldn't put it in there. Why? Dilma lo bashal shapir. Maybe the wheat was not cooked sufficiently, it wasn't cooked properly, and therefore it still has a possibility of becoming chametz. But asi lidei chimutz, and when you put the water in and you start firing up the pot, you put the water in, it's going to become chimutz. Okay, once you put the water in, because again, when we say that wheat that's cooked it doesn't become chametz, but here what's going to happen is before you boil the water, the wheat's already in there, so it's going to be exposed to the water. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Lo lichlut inish trei chiti b'hadi hadadi." Right, a person shouldn't roast two stalks of grain together. There's dilma azla chada b'yasva b'tzira d'chaverta. Because maybe one of them is going to end up being sitting in the slit of its friend. I guess the stalks have some sort of slit. It's going to be sitting in the slit. So when you're roasting them, what ends up happening is one of the grains is going to be attached to the other one, and that side doesn't get exposed to the water, and therefore later on, it can come to a chametz. The idea here is now you're roasting.
Scalding.
What?
In water.
Scalding. What is the definition difference between scalding and roasting?
Roasting is on the fire directly. Scalding is on water.
No, this is.
Hot water.
Okay. No, Steinle says roasting, you guys say scalding. Lo, Yichlut says he didn't go yaslot.
No, it's always gold if he...
That's the other machlokas we have to have.
Yeah.
Okay. So, don't put them together because maybe the water won't get to the other one, and therefore it will become chametz because being sitting in the... touching the other one, the scalding does not... it only prevents chimutz if the water goes all over it. And here the water is not going all over it. But Amar Abayi, and Abayi says, "Lo licharoch inish trei shivoli b'hadei hadadi." You can't do this regarding. Here he also says roasting. He says you can't do this with two stalks b'hadei hadadi together. You shouldn't. You shouldn't put them in the fire together. Again, there's roasting. Is the water also burning it together? It also gets rid of the chametz possibility. You shouldn't take two stalks together. Dilma nafik ma'ay mehayu b'ali idach. So what's going on here now is here you're actually roasting it. You're putting them together, and maybe when you heat up the salad, sometimes there's liquid on the inside that comes out. So maybe that liquid from one is gonna come out from one stalk and fall onto the other stalk, and that's gonna come to the chimutz. So Rava says, "I'm only Rava." What? So Rava says, "Ihachi afilu chadanami." You shouldn't do it by itself because dilma nafik my high ratio, but ilach ratio. Maybe it's gonna come from one part, it's gonna drip down and go on to the other part. Hello, Amar Rav, there's no problem here. Number one, may peiros nenu machmitzin. This is the definition of may peiros. This is liquid coming out of an item. It's not water. It's the juice from the stalk. Yeah, anything that you heat up has you can find stuff inside. If it's gonna come out, what is it? You're roasting it. There's no water here. And now water liquid's coming out. It's coming out from the wheat. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the wheat, and that's may peiros. More than Tosos actually further back uses this as a raya when he says that may peiros is mutter, he means tulagamri mutter, not like Rashi who says only the iser that there's no kari, so only malchus. Rashi said, let's see, he says may peiros, says it's fine, it's may peiros here, so there's no problem. So b'hadar be Abaye mehi. Now Abaye ends up retracting now, which he, right, and he says that you're allowed to roast these two stalks of wheat together, but it's not going to be from the reason that Rava gave. According to Abaye, I guess he'll hold May Peros is machmitz. Rather, he has a different reason. The chol agav midilayu lo machmitzim. That any water that is dripping down is not going to become, does not cause chimutz. because it's not absorbed. If it's dripping down, just hitting it and flowing down, it doesn't become absorbed. So too, the problem over here was that the water was dripping from one down onto the other. I guess holding one on top of the other. And dripping one on top of the other, that's going to be machmitzim. The Amar Abaye, how do we know he was choser? Abaye says, Hai chatzva da avishna. It's some sort of pitcher or jug that you use to dry the wheat in it. Right? You use the dry wheat into it. So, sechifa shari. If it is upside down, meaning that the opening is facing down, and you put the wheat inside, somehow it stays, I guess, you put the wheat inside, you can dry the wheat in there on Pesach, because the water drips from the wheat down, and it goes out of the cot. It's dripping down, it's dripping out. But if the pitcher is zekifa, if it's up, and the mouth is up, then it's usher, then you can't dry the wheat in the tanner, because the water that is going to come out from the wheat goes back into the wheat itself, and it's machmatzit. So you see from here that he was matir that when the jug is upside down, because the water is flowing out, so he's not choshesh that one stalk of wheat is going to be machmatzit the other stalk of wheat if it's underneath and it's dripping down, right? Before he said you couldn't do two together because one will run together, but there, they just run out. They're gonna sort of run out from each other. If it's dripping down, they're gonna drip down. It's not a problem. That's what Abaye says. But he still holds. Or all Amar Filu Zekifa Namishari. Even if they're in a pot that is gonna contain the water, it's right side up, I guess. And that still is not. It's not a problem because May Peros Nenu. These are May Peros and May Peros Ein Lachmitzin. And May Peros doesn't necessarily mean fruit juices. It means the liquid that comes out from anything other than actual water. That's considered May Peros. That's the whole issue with egg matzahs. Egg matzahs are considered May Peros as well. Okay. Now, during the year, there's a little idr here.
Wait a second. It says in a machmitzin, may peros.
Right.
So why are you not allowed to eat egg matzah?
Because, again, we saw the Tosfos that Rashi said that it means may peros, ein machmitzin, only means that there's no isser by rab by matzah, it's not isser kareis, but it's still alive. And we're close to the sheet of Rashi. As we did a few days ago.
You don't have it in your possession.
That's what you're not over by rab by matzah, you just can't eat it. You just can't eat it. The Sfaradim do eat it. Sfaradim do eat it because they call like Rabbeinu Tam that a machmitz means it's not machmitz at all. Okay. Now, during the year, what you would do is you would soak with a little bit of water the kernels of the wheat to get rid of some sort of outer shell, and then I guess it would be easier to grind them, and that's how it become clean flour. Become again in the olden days. Today everyone wants whole wheat bread. Back then, whole wheat bread was disgusting. It's still disgusting, but it's healthier. But what? Right. No one. Everyone ate white bread. White bread was the way to do it. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so they would. That's how you would make the soles clean and refined. So now, Tanur Rabbanan, ain losin seorin bePesach. You shouldn't soak the barley on Pesach. Because maybe you're worried that the barley is going to become chametz. Let's say you did, you soaked it. So now we got a problem. Now, nit baku, if the barley split from the water, you see that there's a split in the water, then asuros. Because once they split, they're very close to becoming chametz now. They're going to be very close to becoming chametz, they're at the cusp. But
split, it is leavened, isn't it?
What?
Part of leavening?
He's saying no, he says the beginning of the leavening process, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
no,
leavening already.
No, it's not. Rashi says, "Nitbak u machmas hanifu devadei mimharos lahachmes." Now they're very close to becoming chametz. It's the beginning of the process, but it's very close. Lo nitbak u, if they haven't split yet, mutaros, then they're mutter because you have extra time. You just have to be careful; it doesn't become chametz, but you can use it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what you should do if you see that they are that they're starting to split, I guess. You're worried, right? Shor on the chometz. You should soak them in vinegar. The chometz somson, and the vinegar, I guess, joins it together, and it therefore will prevent it from becoming chometz. Amar Shmuel in lach Rav Yossi. Shmuel says, Allah is not like Rav Yossi. Therefore, the putting it in, once it splits, putting it into the vinegar is not going to, stall the process. Amar Chizda, Amar Ukva. And this stuff is foreign to us because we don't do any of this with the flour. Everything that we get is already processed.
Yeah.
It's already you get in the packaging, it's already processed, you just You know, throw it in, bake it, cook it, whatever, you're done with it.
It's much better.
Right? Much better today. Right? You don't have the carp in the bathtub either.
Much better this way.
Right. Amar Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva. Lo nitbaku mamash. We're not talking, when we say that it's nitbaku, then you're not allowed to put, not allowed to soak them anymore. It doesn't mean that they actually split. Ela kol, rather, anyone, any, I guess, barley, se'ilu manichan al pichavis, vehein nitbaos marlein, if we just would leave it now on top of the wine barrel, they would split, I guess, because the odor of the wine would cause it to split. That's usher. The Shmuel Amar, no, it's nitbak umamish. The only one times that they're usher is if they actually split. Even, I guess, if you soaked it a while, that doesn't make a difference, then if it splits. I don't know. And Avot Shmuel, Uvda, Badur, Debe Chashu, nitbak umamish, that they were nitbak u, what does he say nitbak u? Nitbak u is split also. Right? He said that they actually, that they, Badur, Debe Chashu, when he only said it was usher, when they actually split, not when they got to this level, that they would split if you placed it on top of the wine barrel. Again, I mean, they were, I guess, well-versed in splitting. They knew at what stage the barley would do something. Okay, Amar Rabba, but Rabba says, Baal Nefesh, a Baal Nefesh. So it's with Mr. Brewer, Ravosha, right? Someone said that the term Baal Nefesh, just Baal Nefesh itself, appears 17 times in the Chuvus of Rav Moshe. That means it's 17, the word Baal Nefesh itself. There are other formulations of Baal Nefesh, but the words Baal Nefesh as such, 17 times, which means it's Mutter, but Baal Nefesh, you know, Machmir. I mean, there's, well, it says, I know one of the music tshuva, where you walk the Shabbos, Chalav companies, the milk tshuva, talks about Baal Nefesh. So he says, Baal Nefesh, lo yiltos. He should not, a Baal Nefesh should not soak on Pesach. Right? So I guess this is somebody who's like a very charid, he wants to be very careful and avoid possibilities. So the Mara says, "My ira bal nefesh." What do you mean a bal nefesh shouldn't soak? Afilu kuliyaminami. Everyone should be able to soak it. I'll tell you, we just said, "Ein losin shorim pesach." Now let us soak the barley on Pesach. What are you telling me? Only bal nefesh should be machmir. Everyone, it's a halacha. Now let us soak the barley on Pesach. So the Mara says, "No hachik amar bal nefesh afilu chitin the shviri lo yitos." The first thing that we mentioned was by barley, but a bal nefesh shouldn't even soak wheat. Wheat is firmer, it's shiriri, it's firmer, they're much harder, and they don't ferment, I guess they don't begin the chemitz process as quickly as the barley. That a Baal Nefesh shouldn't soak. When it comes to barley, no one's allowed to. But the Baal Nefesh shouldn't even soak the wheat.
Question.
Thank you. So Amalei Rav Nachman said, what are you talking about? Man ditzois le'abba. Who's going to do what Rabba says? Rabba is calling him Abba. Who's machmir that you shouldn't even soak wheat on Pesach? Whoever is minded, whoever listens to Abba, achil namadi pusha, is going to be eating moldy bread. It's not really moldy bread; it's just going to be whole wheat bread, which I guess for them was disgusting. You didn't eat whole wheat bread. You're not going to soak it. You're not going to get the coarseness out of it. To habe ravuna lasi, in the house of ravuna, they would soak the wheat on Pesach. Obe rava barabin lasi, in the house of rava barabin, they would also soak the bread on Pesach. Which is interesting because here we're talking about the wheat which hasn't even been processed or cooked yet and had no problem putting it in water. Nowadays, with the wheat stuff that we get is fully cooked, and some people have a problem putting it in water. Again, you have to figure out if there is a source for the Gebrotz issue in the Shas. It may not be in Gemara, it may just be later. The Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Asur Lotos. Rabba says, it's not a Midas Chasidus about not soaking the wheat on Pesach. Rather, Ikar Din, you're not allowed to soak the wheat on Pesach. So, you're not allowed to soak the barley, you're not allowed to soak the wheat. That's what Rabba says. And then, Gemara says, wait a second. Elahadat, you telling me, Rabba, now that you're not allowed to soak the wheat on Pesach. But what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, Ein lo sin sa'or be Pesach. You're not allowed to soak barley on Pesach, which is mashma sa'or de hudelo. You're not allowed to soak the barley, achit yishari, but you are allowed to soak wheat. So what do you tell me it's usher? So Gemara says, no, lo mi bai ka amar. It's the didactic principle of needless to say, right? Needless to say, lo mi bai ka amar, lo mi bai, needless to say, chitin, that you're not allowed to soak on Pesach, kevin isbe tzira, tziria, because it has a slit, and aliyu b'humaya, and the water's going to get into the slit over there. But aval se'iri, the shi, but barley, which is smooth, Amar shaper dami, maybe you would be allowed to soak it. So kamash malan, that you are not allowed to soak that as well. Meaning chitim, we know for sure you're not allowed to soak, but even barley you can't soak. Then, but hadar, now Rabba retracted, and said, Amar Rava, mutter liltos, you're allowed to soak the wheat on Pesach. Again, barley, no. Wheat, yes. Disanya, because the other brisa that says, Yotzin, you're allowed to be Yotzin, your mitzvah, chilas matzah, bepasnakia, with this fine, refined white, you know, white bread, white challah, that's coming from flour that has no psoilus inside. Vibihidra. And you could even Yotzin coarse bread, which we would translate more as the whole wheat type bread. So, and he says, the efshar nikia below the sisa. You can't get to this pasnakia without soaking. It has to be soaked. So if you want to be Yotzin mitzvah, clearly you've got to soak it. So he was chozer. You actually must be, for the fact that the brisa is marked you to be yotzi yichov of matzah on Pesach for pasnikiyah, that is proof that you're allowed to soak the wheat on Pesach. So Esi Rapapa Rava. Now Rapapa's going to ask on Rava, how do you know that, is it really true that the only way to get to pasnikiyah is to soak it? I'll bring you sources where we talk about pasnikiyah where you didn't soak it. Right? Esi Rapapa Rava, hakimachim, right? The kemach, which is the flour, the haslatos, right, and the solas shel nachrin, which is more refined flour, right, of goyim, if shel kfarim, if it's from the village, coming from the village, tahorim, they're tahor, meaning they're not mekabel tuma because they didn't have water placed on them. Vishel karachim, but from the cities, they're considered tame, meaning that they're hukshar lekabel tuma because the kfarim my taima. What's the reason why the kemach and the solas from the villages is tahor? Lav mishum below the sisi must be because they didn't soak it in water. They didn't soak it in water, it's not hukshal kabel tuma. But nevertheless, kakari le solas. You're calling it solas, which means it's pasnakia. It's pasnakia and it hasn't been soaked. So you don't bring me a raya that says over here, yotzi pasnakia, that means it's soaked. I found your case where we call pasnakia. I mean, here it's just language. So I don't know if necessarily it's a raya. But he's saying, we call pasnakia and it's soaked. So the Gemara says, no, tirgumua akimcha. No, just say that when it talks about the difference between. Where it talks about whether, you know, tamei or tahor, and talking about being soaked or not, or wet or not wet, that is talking about the kimcha. That's just talking about the kemach part, but not the solas, right? The solas is always going to be hukshal kabel tuma because that is that. So, I mean, then why is solas mentioned in the brisa? I mean, it's actually there for no purpose at all. You know, trying to make a distinction between tahor and tamei, and now we're saying that the only distinction is on the kemach. Okay. But he says it's not a raya. But, so Basar the Nafik, now after Rava left from the base medrash, Rapapa says, I should have said this. You know, always I should have said it. If I was there, I would have said it. I should have said, my time alo emale meha. I should have proved it from here, that you don't need to have, that you don't need to soak it for it to become soulless. Right? The Amar of Zera, Amar of Yirmi, Amar of Shmuel, chitin shel menachos. Right? The wheat for the carbon menachos. That we make the soulless for the menachos, ain losin osam. We don't soak them. Because also the menachos themselves can't come to chimut, so we don't soak him. But nevertheless, like a kari lehusolis, so we call it fine flour. So you see clearly that you can get fine flour without soaking. I don't know what the machlokas is. So therefore, the raya that you, the pasnakia raya is not necessarily true. But nevertheless, hadar amarava, Rava then continues and goes there and says, not only are you not allowed, not only are you permitted to soak the wheat in water, Rava says, mitzvah liltos, you're supposed to soak the wheat in water, right, to make the matzah mitzvah. It's supposed to be soaked in water. Why? Shenemar ushmartem es ha-matzos. You're supposed to guard the matzos from becoming chametz. Well, now you're supposed to, so you have to put them in a situation where they could possibly become chametz. And then guard them so they don't become chametz. So soak them in water. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. The ilo devoy l'sisa. If they don't need to be soaked in water, shimor lemai. What are you watching it for? Kol's mind that water does not come onto the wheat. How's it going to become chametz? So therefore, what you have to do is you have to purposely get them wet and then watch them from becoming. You have to put yourself in the situation to protect it. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. It's a positive commandment. I guess it's on, you know, to make sure that the make sure that the wheat has the potential of becoming chametz, then you guard it from getting to that potential. So
part of the guarding would be that it should never get wet.
Right. So you have to. So he's looking at it differently. He's looking at it that you have to guard it from the possibility of becoming chametz. And the only way you could possibly become chametz is if
keep it away from water.
There's a better way.
Make it wet and then run.
Correct. The ishim or delisha. So Gemara says. The problem is though, if according to what he's saying over here, that you have to get it wet. So how did the Mishnah say you could be yotze with matzah of seorim, of barley, when everyone agrees till now, based on the price, that you're not allowed to get the seorim wet, the barley wet?
Because it's talking about chitim here.
Yeah, it's a different rain.
No, he's talking about the matzah. It's smartim as samatzos.
Right, but he's talking about the matzah of chitim.
He doesn't make a distinction over here.
He doesn't, but...
He says mitzvah lotos, you have to soak it. Shenemar smartim as samatzos. That you need soaking. If for any matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah, you have to have ushmartim as a matzos, which means, according to this, you have to get it wet. But you're not allowed to get seorim wet. Everyone agrees to that. So how do you yotzei the mitzvah matzah with barley? All right.
I don't know. It seems to me by Shabbos, we always say that we should make a siyah to keep it further and further away from
right, so that's your... You're talking with a guy who doesn't eat kibrochs. That's just his mindset. It's to separate. But here, this is going before that. You have a positive commandment to guard it from becoming chametz. The only way you can guard something, he clones. No, he says, is to guard something is to have the potential. There's no guarding if it's impossible for you to do something, then I don't have to watch it. That's not guarding.
That's why you're saying doesn't make sense because anything is
that. He's saying it does.
It's not the special chiyuv of smear.
And you, in order
that's
to be
yotzei,
so you won't. It won't be chametz, but you can't be yotzei mitzvah.
Right.
Why? If you watch it, it shouldn't get wet. Is that shmir?
No.
What
are you watching it for?
That it shouldn't get wet.
That's not watching, according to Rava.
That's not watching?
Yeah, according to Rava, that's not watching. Rava says you have to have the potential for it to become chametz, and therefore by preventing it, that potential from becoming, that's the mitzvah matzah you can use for your mitzvah. So the ishim or delisha, if you...
That sounds like a very funny question.
What?
That does sound like a very funny question, think about it.
I don't know, it's
it does sound like a funny question.
I mean, go to the level. So what is the mitzvah of shimur matzah? Is shimur of matzah to be... Let's just give...
If
shimur of matzah to be that you should make sure that the chametz, that the bread doesn't become chametz, so it's a mitzvah on you to make sure the bread doesn't become chametz, so what's yotzei mitzvah? By making sure it doesn't become wet. Or is shimur matzah mean that you have to guard something that it doesn't rise to its potential for becoming matzah? The only way something can become chametz, the only way something can potentially become chametz is if it gets wet.
Right.
So therefore, in order to get the mitzvah of guarding it, you have to have that potential in there.
Well, you just said the
I said two ways.
Watch
I said two ways. You're focusing on one way. You're not opening your mind to the other way.
All right. Because that's what the Gemara says.
Elo Devoy, at least he says the Shimur Mai. So he says, oh, wait a second. I have a better question. So what are you talking about? So be Shomer it from the time, Delisha. Be Shomer it from the mitzvah Shmira should be take place. That you should be Shomer it from not becoming chametz by the time you're needing it. So Gemara says, Shimur Delisha Lav Shimuru. No. Guarding something from kneading, that is not considered sufficient shimur. That's not enough to be kind in the midst of shimur. Granted, the matzah is not chametz. You can eat it. There's a special mitzvah to have matzah shimura on for yotzei yechov. So therefore, he says, guarding it by lisha is not sufficient. The Amar Rav Huna.
So why don't we say shimur b'shas ktsira?
Well, we get to that. That's what we do. That's a machlokas. And from when do you have...
So b'shas ktsira means before it gets wet. It's not going to get wet.
Means it shouldn't get wet. It shouldn't
get wet.
It shouldn't get wet.
Okay.
You're focusing so much on the halacha that you forget that there's a development from the Gemara of where you get to certain places.
I accept that.
All right. Shmir delisha lav shimurhu. That's not considered a shimur. Why? The amar huna b'tzekel shal nachrim. So you have this dough from the goyim that you can recognize right away that's not chametz. The Gemara will say on Daf Memches that they have these. That it doesn't have the tzedakim or the karnich chametz, it doesn't look like the it's not cracked. You can tell that it's not chametz yet. You can eat it as much as you want on Lel Pesach because they're not chametz. As long as you have at the end, ooh, interesting. Yotzei mitzvah after Komen. At the end, as long as at the end you have a gezayis matzah of matzah mitzvah, right? So the achrona in you have to, this is for yotzei achilas matzah is at the end, but rishona lo, you're not yotzei. My timer, what's the reason why you're not yotze your mitzvah of matzah? Again, it's not chametz. You're allowed to eat it, but you're not yotze your mitzvah of matzah. My timer, mishum below aved behu shimur, because you weren't shomer the matzah. Which says, wait a second. You weren't shomer the matzah, so therefore, right, you weren't shomer from the beginning. You weren't shomer for the matzah. You only got it at a time when you were needing it. And that's not because you got it from the goy. So that's not considered sufficient according to Rav. So Gemara says, wait a second. Well, you could be shomer it from the time you're baking it forward. That's enough shmira. I'm shomer from now. The shame matzis mitzvah. That's what you hear. You go walk into shatzer all the time. Shame matzis mitzvah. That they're doing it. So do it from there. He says, no, el la shamina shmimur me karbeinan. You need shmimur in order to be yotzi the mitzvah of shmur matzah. You need shmimur way back from the beginning. So Gemara says, wait a second. That's not necessarily a raya. That's not a raya. Umimai. How do you know? Dilma shani hasam. Maybe it's different over there. Dibidna did nachas l'shimur lo avid l'shimur. Aval hecha dibidna did nachas l'shimur avid l'shimur. So hachanami the shimur lisha habishimur. Say that as follows. Maybe you don't need shimur before the lisha, right? And then by the betzekos, by the nachrim, it's different because it's not sufficient to have shimur by fia because the beidna did nafik at the time that I guess that water falls in it. That's when you put the water in. That's the lisha time. The time that water, this is getting to what you're saying, from the time that water gets on it, you didn't do shimur. Because the nachri was the one who needed the dough. But aval hecha de be'idna de nachis with shimur, for the moment that you would require shimur, your shimur, to protect it from becoming chametz, when water falls on it, aval hecha de be'idna de nachis with shimur, avid with shimur, then hachanam de shimur shas alisha have shimur. Maybe you only need shimur from, like you're saying, maybe you only need shimur from the time where it could potentially become chametz. When is that? At the moment you put the water onto the flour. So by the guy case, yeah, you know it's not chametz, but at the moment that it had the potential to become chametz, you weren't shomer it. You can't be shomer from a fia. But in our case, who says you need it all the way back from the katsira? Maybe you just need it from the time when it has the potential to become a chametz, which is at the lisha. So, but afilu hachilo hadar be rava. Even though, nevertheless, rava was not chozer. Interesting. It seems that rava was not chozer only from the fact that you need shmira mishas ksira. It doesn't seem the halacha doesn't bring down anywhere. Like you're saying, the halacha doesn't bring down anywhere that you're supposed to put water. You have to put water on it. He says afilu hachilo hadar be rava. The amar lahu, because rava says lahanu da hafikifim to those people. I guess that flip the bundles, right? I guess they flip the bundles and they tie them up. During the harvest season, he says to them, "Kim mehafchisu." When you turn them over, hafichu l'shul mitzvah. You should have in mind that this is l'shem atzah's mitzvah, meaning all the way back from the beginning. Right? This is actually funny. This is later than Ketzirah. They're already nixar over here. They're putting them in the bundles. So hafichu l'shul mitzvah. Alma kasaver. You must be saying, "Oh, shimur meikara." You're supposed to do shimur from way back when mitchilasav atzo, from the beginning to the end by inan. You have to do matzah shmirah. And Mar Braid Ravina, and Mar the son of Ravina, Minakta Le'ime Ba'arbe, his mother, I guess she was the one, she would gather, right, Minakta Le'ime Ba'arbe, she would take him like a platter filled of chitim, and she would be shomer it from the Shas Ksira. She was very careful with that. Rashi says, Minakta Le'ime, chitim et chilis katsi el tzorcha pesach, v'adu l'shim me'akari. She would make it very, very careful.
You look at, you just read the Gemara.
Right.
The span of time of Shmir is huge.
Mm-hmm. You can harvest the
it's months.
The Satmar went last month. They went to Arizona to cut it.
They went to Arizona.
Right. That's
we don't have anybody today that doesn't. By the way, imagine following this Gemara and eating back to the
mitzvah.
Just
how boy. Well, it has to be a case where you eat.
We know for sure that it's not.
You know for sure it's not, and then you eat pasakum. Yeah, that's also in an area that's not eating pasakum. So probably would have to be one of those. Only the Sarasim. Only the Sarasim. No, it's actually more than a Sarasim tshuva. But you have to have all that here with pasakum. But yeah, imagine. All right, halacha lemaisa. It seems. And it seems that the Shulchan Aruch passes l'chumra, even though in Rov Rishonim seems to passkin differently. But Shulchan Aruch Pesim and Tafnun Gimel is what we do when you get Shmur Matzah, right? When you get Shmur Matzah, it's a Shmur Matzah Mishas Tzira. No one has Shmur Matzah Shnishmur Mishas Lisha. You know, that's not an advertisement. It's just not an advertisement.
You can't find it. You wouldn't sell a lot.
Imagine even Nishmar Mishas Afia. That becomes also the issue that people have with the issue. Some of the reasons why that they have the machine mat, so they say it's easier to keep it. It's much more, process is much more careful. Fast. Okay. The problem there is the Shema. The Shema is safer. Yeah, I know. The Yushalmis and the Yekis, I think, only use machine mat. Okay, so. Achitin.
I'll never forget when my brother Adani took him. He went Rabbi Pendler, who went once with him to the factory, the matzah factory, because he needed to inspect and select for himself.
And so he would pick Matis and he would break it, and so he would discard and pick, you know, the pile for him, for whoever is Hasidim. And I said, but how is it possible? That means the rest of everything here is like, it's Chometz? Mm-hmm. I mean, how is that? I was mind-boggled because it's a matzah factory. They sell it, but he, you know, he wouldn't dare to get, you know.
He must have a hidur. He must have a certain hidur.
No, it's not a question of hidur. It's a question of showing how some cracks and how the problem has not been completely, you know, and there's a risk of chimutz.
Right.
So that means the klal Yisrael is even chometz?
No, not even chometz. I only eat hand shmur matzah. The Rav only eats machine matzah.
Machine is probably made more.
Yeah, but there's a little shema issue. But that's my minhag. Does that mean that he's eating chametz? No. If I was stuck and I had to eat machine matzah,
machine is better.
Certain aspects, those who hold machines. But the question is, does pressing the button count as lishma? Exactly. That's the question. Okay. But Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tafnun Gimel, Hachitin, so osim hem matzah mitzvah. You're making matzah mitzvah. Tov, it's good. Tov l'shomron. So lo yiplo le'mayim mishash ketzira. Ulafachos, but next level is Rishas Tchina. Ubishas Atchak, Mutalikav Kemach Min HaShuk. You can take it Kemach Min HaShuk as long as you know that it didn't become Chametz. Right? Fine. I mean, there's a whole, if you want to talk about Shmur Matzah, that's a whole massive sugya, stems from here, about the concept of Shmur Matzah.
That's my definition. How can a Kemach have become Chametz?
You could have fermented.
Doesn't it change the property when it ferments?
When you get flour from Gourmet Glad or Brox, right, or wherever you buy it from, that's chametz.
Right.
It's chametz. It's processed in a way that it became chametz. They put leavening agents in there and it fermented it leavened and it's chametz.
The actual flour itself.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You
no,
can use
the flour itself. There's no shimmer. The
flour, no, but we're talking
dry.
Flour itself is not chametz.
If I take flour, I can take regular flour that I buy at Gourmet Glad during the year, and I can use it to bake on Pesach.
Of course you get.
Why not? I mean, as long as you don't
buy on the Hesher today.
I don't think
it'll. Why don't buy on the Hesher today? You're gonna go crazy.
Right.
Well, that's true. Ain't a chanami.
None of us argue that.
No.
Well, I
want
to argue
that. Everyone agrees on that one.
Yeah, we all agree on that one.
All right. Let's.
But it's true. Michael, it's nothing to do with the flour. What are you doing with the flour? How are you washing your flour? And what did you do to wash until you got
no, but
flour?
It could also could be that it says that if it becomes wet, it becomes chametz. If it can become chametz very
flour.
Quickly.
That's right.
It becomes chametz much more quickly, the Gemara said.
No.
Yeah.
That's the flour we have.
What?
Flour is flour.
Yeah, but if the water gets into it.
That's going to happen Pesach or during the year.
Yeah, but you work it for
something. Don't listen to Darren. He doesn't make a brass.
Yeah.
Huh? But don't listen to you. You only make a brass. Okay. Ahu arba dechiti. No, everyone who has their minhag should keep their minhag. That's bottom line. Ahu arba dechiti. You have a ship filled with wheat, right? The tava bechishta. I guess it sank in the Chishta River before Pesach. So now all the chitin got soaked. So sharia rava lezvuni lenachim. Rava lezvuni lenachim. Rava permitted you to sell the wheat before Pesach to Goyim, but not to a Jew, because word that it became chametz, right? So Esei Rabba Bar Levi LeRava, so Rabba Levi asked Rava, wait a second, we have a case now where you say you can sell it to a Goyim, you're not worried that the Goyim is going to sell it to a Jew. What about the following case? A beged she'ibad bo kilayim. You have an article of clothing that it was shatnez, and you can't find, you don't know where the kilayim is. Right, because maybe it's only one string or something that you can't find the client. Harei zeh lo yikrei lanochri. You can't sell this beged to a guy, right? Number one, because you're worried that the guy will sell it to another Jew and he won't know that there's kilayim and he'll wear it. And number two, lo yaseh bo mardas lechamor, because you can't take it like the saddle or the coat that you put over on the donkey that you would sit on it, because maybe sitting on it's not a problem. Maybe you'll cut the thing up and use that as a patch on your clothing and you'll end up wearing it. You can use it for tachricha or mace. Two reasons. Number one, a mace is not fully the mitzvah, and therefore they can wear a shatnez. Number two, once something's made for tachricha, it's never used for anything else. So you're not worried that you're going to cut it up and use it for something else. So lenach in my time alone, what's the reason why you can't sell it to a guy? Because you're worried he's going to sell it to Yisrael. So to this wheat, why are you selling it to a guy? You should be worried that maybe he's going to sell it to Yisrael, and Yisrael won't know. I don't know why Yisrael won't know. Then we say that if it's soaked enough, it cracks. But Yisrael won't know that it'll become chametz. So he wants to say, so Hada Amarama, so retracted, he says, Lizvinu Kaba Kaba Yisrael. This happened before Pesach. So you can sell very minute amounts to each person because you know that the Kiheka the Kai Kabi Pesach, enough that you could think that it would become consumed prior to Pesach. I think there's also a difference. Kelayim is the Doraisa. Here we have a suffix that maybe it became Chametz, and it's a suffix that maybe you'll see Goy will sell it. You know, it's like a Svek. But again, when it comes on Pesach, we're very Machmir for Chametz. Pesach is, you know, Pesach is different. Pesach is different. Okay.
We're
very concerned, very careful. People have chumras.
Some more than others.
Right. Some people have chumras that go beyond what they would do during the rest of the year. Okay. Everyone with their own minog. That's right. Now, the Gemara's Mega Bryce are talking about putting kemah, putting flour into a pot that's cooking something on Pesach. So Tana Rabbanan, ein mol in a sakadera. You can't be molik there with kemah. I think that means you shouldn't stir flour into a pot. You know, ein molin, because molin or whatever. Ein molin sakadera the Pesach, right? The harotza sheyimlol. But if you want to do this, nosin es hakemach, put the flour first, and then ve'acharkach nosin es hachometz, and then put vinegar on it, right? Because the vinegar apparently will prevent it from becoming chametz. Ve'yesh omrim af nosin es hachometz. First, then if you have the tapshil, so then you want to put the flour in there. You just want to use it as a binder or something like that. So he says what you should do is you can put the flour in and then put the vinegar in on top of it. So this way the vinegar has not been, you know, diffused by the tapshil first.
He says the vinegar makes it cook fast, makes the flour cook fast.
Right, and therefore it doesn't have time to rise. Right? The yesh omrim af nosin sachomets, you can put the vinegar in first, v'achak nosin the kemach. The vinegar will still have that property even if it goes into the tapshil first. So man yesh omrim, who's the one who says that the vinegar will cook it even if it goes into the tafshil first? It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah Masechah Shabbos Nachman Beis talking about cooking in a kli sheni. Right. So technically speaking, now cooking in a kli rishon, a kli sheni can cook. But so ha'ilfis. So this is the we mentioned the ilfis. It's like this pot. It's this what? Yep. Ha'ilfis the hakadera and a pot shehevira. You took them off from the maybe rodchen. You took them off from the fire. Right, so now it is it's off the fire, right? But still, klirishon lo yitein l'tochan tavlin. You can't put any spices in it after dark because it's a klirishon. So if it's still hot enough to cook the spices that go in, aval nosein l'toch ka'ara or l'toch tamkoi. You can put the spices into some sort of bowl, meaning you took the stuff from the klirishon and put it into a bowl, you can put the spices in there. And now it's in a klisheni, and really you say klisheni is not going to be cooked, but it's klisheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, no, lakolhu nosein. You're right, if you want to put something in a klisheni, it's no problem. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz vatzir. Except for something that has vinegar or, I guess, brine. These type of things are very quick to become, they're quick to cook, and they'll even cook in a klisheni. So you see from there that Rabbi Yehuda holds that chometz is mevashal also after it's mixed into a tafshil. So to here by us, you can put the kemach in first and then put the chometz in, because it still maintains its property of quick cooking in all situations. So we said we have to put the vinegar in first and then put the tafshil in the vinegar. Here you can put the vinegar in and then the tafshil. It's not a problem. So Gemara says, why are you saying that this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? V'nokuk Rabbi Yossi. You can also say that this is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. This sanya, because we have, it says the snam, I think it turns into the sanya. It's a brisa. The sanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, here we're talking about barley. This is barley that you soaked in water. Okay, and now I see that they're splitting. Right, we said we've seen that they're splitting, so you're worried they become chametz. So shorun v'chometz, you can soak them now in vinegar. V'hachometz somson, and the vinegar, I guess, sort of makes it stick together and doesn't become chometz. So the svar of the Gemara is now that even after they were originally becoming chometz, the karvel chometz, you can still put it into chometz. It would stop the process, so that maybe it can stop the process even in the pot as well. So Gemara says, ki yashmin l'Rav Yossi hanimim l'isi v'enei. The vinegar only does this if it's by itself. But now if it's mixed together with the tafshil, it won't have this property to bind it together to prevent the chametz process. Ula Amar, Ula says, echad zeh v'echad zeh usher. This is putting it, whether you put the chometz in first or you put the chometz in second, you should not, it doesn't matter. You should not put the kemach, you shouldn't stir the flour into the flour, O-U-R, flour into the pot, and even the chometz won't help. Because we say, Mishum harsa harchaka. We say to the Nazir, Lech lech arminu nazir is of course called kamal tikra. We tell the Nazir, I mean, you're allowed to walk in the vineyard, but why do that? Maybe you'll pluck off a grape. Yeah, technically speaking, you can put the vinegar in here and it'll prevent the process, but maybe you won't. It's Pesach. Let's be careful why you have to do that. Okay. Rav Papi, Sharile Levurdiki, the Beirish Galusa, Le Mimche Kedeir Bachasise. So, seems here, Rav Papa permitted the bakers in the house of the Reish Galusa, to mash roasted grain into a pot of food. I guess in order to dissolve, scientist says in order to dissolve the foam that comes in there, it's a dissolving agent. He allowed you to put it in there. It's talking about b'keteir b'chasisi, with flour that was ground by wheat flour that dried, that was roasted, right? Because we say that the kemach that's roasted or baked is not going to be baking and roasting similar same thing to dry heat. They're not going to be. They're not machmit. So Amar Rava. You're going to be mocking this in a place where there's servants. Servants aren't going to be realizing what the reason you're doing this here for, that these are roasted, they're roasted, roasted grain. Then they're going to be even talking about with regular flour. They're going to do this. A regular flour, they shouldn't be doing this. So Ikadami, so some say, yeah, what happened was is Rava, instead of Rava saying, sorry, Ikadami, not that Rava made this statement, is that Rava said, Rava Gufei Machakita Bechasisei. It's not that Rava allowed the bakers to do it, it was that Rava himself did that, because he knew the difference between when it was roasted or it's not roasted. Okay, the next commissioner. Ein nosnin kemach l'toch charoses. You cannot put this the flour into charoses. This charoses, I don't believe, is the charoses that we use on Pesach at the Seder. It's a certain type of dish that's made from certain fruits and has vinegar mixed inside. It seems to be similar, but he says... What?
I'm going to
eat it by ours, do we? Well, we also do it with apples, we do it with some other nuts, and whatever.
You use wine?
Use wine. I don't think it's the secharosis. Over sochar chardal, or you can't put the kemach into the mustard because it's going to become leavened inside them. But in nasan, if you did, the question is going to be: in nasan in both charosis or chardal, or is the in nasan only going to modify the chardal? In nasan yochel miyad, eat it right away prior to becoming chametz. Rabbi Meir Oser, he says no, you can't eat it right. You can't do that because you have problems. You can't do that. Next. Little digression in the middle of the Mishnah, talking about a Korban Pesach. Right, the Korban Pesach has to be in dafka when it's roasted. Right, it cannot be cooked. Cooked is with water. It can't be cooked. The right pasuk says, "Al tochli menu na uvasham uvushal b'mayim." Don't eat it raw. Don't eat it cooked in water. It has to be roasted. So he says, "Ein uvashlin." It seems to be uvushal b'mayim. It can't be cooked in water. But the Mishnah says, "Ein uvashlin es haPesach lo b'mashkim." You can't roast it in liquids like water, wine, oil. You can't even use fruit juices. Okay, avasakin, you can smear it. I guess you can sort of like smear on top of it these things. Also, and when you eat it, also you can dip it. So when you're roasting it, you can put this sort of baste it. I guess baste is better word. You can baste it with these items. And when you're eating it, you can dip it in these items. But you can't cook it in any of these. So next goes back. Mei tashmisho shel nachtom. This is sort of the baker had some warm water. He would put his hands into this water, I guess, to clean himself up, right? You should spill out right away. Because the water is constantly dealing with the dough. The hands are constantly dealing with the dough. The dough is going to go into the water, and that water can become chametz. You don't want to use that water, so spill it out right away. I guess they were baking matzah throughout Pesach. Okay, so now the Mishnah says that ain nosin kemach to charoses v'chargal. So the question is, where is the machlokas? So Amar Rav Kahana, machlokas to chargal. Right, you're not allowed to put kemach into the charoses and the chargal. So where is that machlokas? So Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana, machlokas between the chachamim and Rav Meir, who says it's aser, Tanakam says it's mutter, that is the tocha chargal. There, the chachamim say you can eat it right away, but and Rav Meir says you can't. Aval to charoses, but in the charoses, which is not so strong, l'divrei kol yisarif miyad. Even the chachamim agree that you have to get rid of it right away. Right? Basically, it says in nasan yochel miyad. That's only going on the chardal, not on the charoses. Tanya mihachi. We have a brisa that supports as follows. It says ein nosin kemach l'so charoses. You can't put the flour into the charoses. V'im nasan yisarif miyad. And if you did, you destroy it right away. Everyone agrees to that. But the tofach hardal, if you put it into the mustard, there Rabbi Meir Omi Yisarf Miyad Chum Omi Yochum Miyad. Right, Rabbi Meir says you burn it, Chum says you can eat it right away. So you see that the machlokas is only by the chardal, not by the charosis. By the charosis, they all agree it has to be getting rid of right away. Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halach Gedrei Chachamim, the Halach like a Chachamim that allows you to eat the chardal right away that got the flour put in. So Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzhak, Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehuda. Okay, I'll stop here. I know it's on gets to two dots, but it's 7 o'clock, so we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.